I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Wash your hands. Welcome to a clean and soapy edition. The very first night here at After Show, here at AfterBuzz TV. Blah, blah, blah. We made it through another 2 hours of these lunatics trying to justify ridiculousness. Guys, we love seeing you. Thank you so much. The support, the comments, everything. You guys are riding with us, and we love you. My name is Mike Thieling. Of course, I'm one half of Team Single. Excuse me.
Oh, whoa!
Is there something that we're missing? What?
Whoa!
Big slip. Stupid slip.
You are
I'm
sleeping on the couch tonight.
Okay? You get the couch.
Raquel does not watch this show. I'm one half of Team Married, happily married. For now. My left is the other half, right on the other side of the table. Take care of Shabra.
Raquel might not watch the show, but I'm snitching. Hey, guys.
Don't be friends with your co-host. And then, still repping Team Single all by herself is Lanisha.
Yes, missing Kim. But hey, at least I got some of you guys up in here saying that you're Team Single. What's up, live?
Oh, my gosh, guys. You know how we do it on the show. We're going to go through each one of these crazy couples. We're going to talk about it. We're going to give our ratings near the end. Oh, did you want to say something?
No.
Oh, we're going to give our ratings at the end, and then maybe we'll have some predictions if we have time. But overall, let's go to expectant mommy, TK. Mm. Overall thoughts of tonight's episode.
My baby girl would not be proud, you know what I'm saying?
Nor would she be a lunatic, probably, so it's okay.
She's going to be crazy. The lies were just so... Michael was not the only one lying this episode, so it was so entertaining. And we got a new liar that's not even from the show, not even part of the couple. Right. So that was fun. But overall, I think towards the end of the show was the most interesting, which is normal. But I can't wait to find out, like, so many things. Is Michael's trip, true? Is it real?
Okay.
There's just so much I can't wait to look, you know, talk about and look forward to.
Lanisha?
I completely agree. Zach is a manipulator. But Mindy, girl, like, you get what you are settling for. Pack your bags and run. Do what Taylor and Brandon are doing. Cut your losses and just go. And then also cut your friends, because clearly you ain't got good friends.
Right. Yeah, definitely reevaluate the friends. The whole episode, we're at the point in this season specifically where I get more and more progressively annoyed, because it doesn't seem like anything new happens. And we're going to talk about the individual couples, but we could basically have said all this stuff that we're going to say on the show tonight, last episode. Nobody makes real progress. Nothing really changes. And it's like, let's see some kind of evolution or something like that. So let's jump into it. Of course, first, we talk about the boring people, Jessica and Austin. I don't know what you want me to say. They make the plaster hand-holding mold thing. I mean, that's really corny. What kind of couple would do something so...
First of all.
Oh, wait, okay.
That is on your mantle, isn't it?
It is on my mantle.
Just kidding. It's super cute. They make the little plaster thing. And then they open this episode. I mean, I know it was there. This episode, of course, the experts, air quote experts, gave them their little memory boxes, which is just a terrible idea when half of them hate their memories. But they have the memory boxes. So Jessica and Austin got a little private restaurant room. They opened their little box. They looked at it. That's fantastic. And then, of course, the only drama with this couple is that for some reason, Jessica really wants Austin to say, I love you, before she'll say it, even though she's already feeling it. And his explanations, I think, are fantastic. Is this unreasonable?
I understand both ends. Like, I understand why she's not saying it. But Austin, he's kind of like Derek. He's thinking more realistically and thinking like it's only been a month. And yes, everything's going well right now, but there's such thing as the honeymoon phase. Right. So let's get into the real and then see like how I feel about you. So I understand where Austin's coming from. And he's still doing the right things. He's still treating her good.
It's been 30 days. Yeah. It's been 30 days.
Yeah.
I just feel like if you feel it, say it. Like,
yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get And it's a stereotype for, and I'll use this very loosely, it is a stereotype that women, we just have, like, oh my God, I have to have him say it first. Like,
right.
I'm scared to say it first because then I'm the emotional one. Cut the stereotype.
I am.
Like,
right.
But I feel like that's so old school. That's like women in the kitchen and man at work. It's so old school. So if you feel it, man... Or woman, male, female, just say it. Because
you
literally...
If you feel it, say it. If you feel it, say it. It's 30 days. It's almost unreasonable to think anybody would fall in love in 30 days. Just a random stranger, right? So if you feel it, say it. But the more you talk about it like this... The more stress and pressure and everything that goes into it. And he's scared. Like, am I actually feeling it? Am I just saying it to make her happy? Like, ugh.
And I think that's why she's not saying it. I think she doesn't want to add on pressure. I think she's...
No, whatever.
It kind of... I think that's what it is. I think she doesn't want to chase a good man away. So I think she's waiting. Okay, he clearly not feeling it. So let's wait. Wait it out. Play the waiting game.
She did say, though, that she didn't want to be the first one to say it. So it's not even that she is just avoiding pressure.
She just stopped talking
about
it.
She just straight up doesn't want to be the first. Who cares?
Right.
Who cares?
Right. Whatever. And this is mimicking, of course, Katie and Derek, our other couple who nothing is fine. So we've got to dig to find some kind of drama or something about two wrongs, I think. Katie decides to randomly... So Katie's upset that Derek is saying he doesn't think he's going to fall in love within these 8 weeks. That's a very open and honest thing, but everything is going in the right direction. Everything is happy, but for some reason, Katie needs to turn this into a catastrophe. So she tells him, you know what, I'm going to keep my townhome, basically saying, like, we're not going to live together. That's just that's a very solid shut things down kind of statement.
I don't understand why.
And then, of course, Derek comes back, you know, they're text messaging or whatever, and he curses her out. He says, F you, and that just sets her off. But, of course, then they go to their box opening dinner where they have a tiny tiff, go back home, and he's done, like, the most amazing stuff of organizing all these pictures and contacting her family, and then she cries, and they take a bath. So, like, was this...
A sexy bath.
This is just...
Love the recap.
I do not like the strawberries on the toilet. That grosses me out.
Yeah.
This is just overblown, right? I mean, there's nothing wrong, TK.
I don't think that there's anything wrong. I think the only thing that's wrong is that she keeps holding it over his head. That he said, I don't know if I'll get there, or like, I'm not there, or whatever he said, that just made her like completely, insecure about herself, like guarded. He's trying, and I appreciate that he's trying, because he may not be there yet, but like you said, like we all say, it's a show, 30 days, blah, 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 blah. Tired of repeating it. But he's trying, and he says, I want to. Like, I specifically quoted him because he said, I want to fall in love. I'll do anything to make this blossom. If that's not enough, girl, move on. Let this man love you.
Right.
And let him learn to love you.
I would just like to say, there was a game on the Married at First Sight, their page, and I got with Derek, so...
Oh, the compatibility.
The compatibility
sign,
game,
yeah.
Based off of our
very
sign.
Scientific.
So I'm a Virgo, and I got Derek. And I think Derek is great. There was only one thing that I agreed with Katie about. You will not ever cuss at me, like, the way that he did.
Well,
like, you say, fuck you, oh, no. Oh, sorry, my bad.
Not
only will the relationship be over, but you'll be demonetized.
But... If you say that to me, oh no, you're gonna get one warning and one warning only from me. I am gone after that, because that means
Everybody
you have no respect
face?
For me.
Mm-hmm.
This is my face.
Uh-oh. And you wanted to put it out to all the viewers. Would that be a one and done kind of thing?
Yeah, I'm interested. So everybody listening, watching, all that good stuff, is F you a deal breaker? Like, I'm interested to see if people just completely shut down. For me personally, kind of like Lanisha, you get one little forgiving. You get one chance. If I say, okay, don't we're not going to go there. We'll talk like adults. And you still say it. That's almost like you're completely ignoring, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
You're intentionally disrespecting me at that point.
Yeah.
So F you is really strong. Like, especially when you say, you know what, Mike, F you.
Mm-hmm. And I told you there was a difference between saying...
We got one more chance on the panel.
I told you that there was a difference between saying F this situation.
Yes.
That's different between saying F you. And you by saying no offense. Oh, no. Anytime anyone starts the conversation saying no offense...
It's very offensive.
Okay, it's very offensive. That's all offense taken. Oh, my ponytail hurts. One says, yep, it's like calling me the B word. And I definitely agreed.
Yep. It's not a good thing. Don't do that. Don't use that word.
You might. What about you?
Is it a deal breaker?
Yeah.
Man, I must have done something really, really bad for my wife, especially to say that. Probably like proclaiming that I'm single on national televised something.
Yeah, you're getting
on the couch. Yeah, I'm in trouble. So I honestly can't fathom a time where she would say that to me.
You'd probably be so shocked that it wouldn't be a deal breaker.
I don't think it would be a deal breaker. Like, well, I would really be. I mean, we're a long ways into our relationship.
What did I do?
Yeah, it would really be a less time to talk for sure because I definitely messed up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But no matter how much they could possibly mess up, which I don't think they could.
Not at all.
We will always welcome our viewers back with open arms. Right, Lanisha?
You betcha, Mike. We love you guys. We love you guys in our IG Live. We love you guys making all of these comments. Feel free to, and I know you're watching the video, hit that subscribe button. And if you're listening on iTunes, feel free to give us a 5-star rating. And I would like to give some shout outs to some people. I'm going to do it for the live chat. Beauty by Boucher. It's French. She just told me. Kuroji, DJ Rhythms. I'm going to give it to Elgin. And then some people in the comments, A.M., Lorenzo Jacobs, who said he would take me to Paris. Okay.
Ooh.
Michelle J. and Yatora Remble.
That's right, guys. We read all your comments. Continue to tell us what you think of these couples, what your ratings are with the couples, and where you would take Lanisha out if you're hashtag team single on a first date. We've got Paris so far, guys got to really up your game. Let's see where she's going to go. Let's say at the end of the season, some lucky guy, I don't know, might get a DM slide. So,
someone get this man. Someone get him.
I'm all by myself on this side of the table. Can't do anything. Okay, so let's go over to the problem half of the couples. I got them good that time. Okay. I'm going to start out with a terrible couple just because they weren't interesting today, which is Mika and Michael. Mm. So it's their box day, whatever. Oh, sorry. First, let's just not jump past breakfast. So again, Michael kind of going out of his way, seemingly, to really do a nice gesture. I'm going to cook her breakfast. And Mika's straight up like, I don't like breakfast. First, what lunatic doesn't like breakfast? Breakfast is amazing, but okay, fine. I'm messing around. But, either way, I mean, is that nothing but the nicest thing? How could she find something negative with this?
Yeah.
One point. Because for some reason, like us justifying, like the conversations we have, is us justifying. Us justifying Michael's lying. At this point, I am, and I think we said it last episode, at this point, Mika has a right, like, to be fed up. But she's had this attitude since day one.
Yes.
Like, day one. So, I can't always disagree with her, but I just hate the standard of, and I had to quote it, she legit was just like, I hate breakfast. She was stank attitude,
right.
Completely, like, not giving it a try, not saying, well, Michael, you know I don't like breakfast, but because you do, I'm compromising, I'm loving this experience. Nothing. It was just, like, picking through. This was like a child you're trying to feed vegetables to, like, picking through the plate. Like,
do you know how terrible their relationship is if the compromise is, okay, I guess I'll eat the breakfast you made me?
Yeah.
That's the compromise. It's not my favorite meal of the day. Look, I'm not about him and his lies and all that. We've talked about that ad nauseum. But she does maintain that she wants to move forward, that she's down to work on and stuff. This is a really good way to start. Who knows why, but that's what she says, right? But this is a really good way to start. Be open to the things he's at least making an effort for and trying to do, right?
But did you realize that later on, whenever it was like her turn to get what she wanted... Because all this man wants is breakfast, for crying out loud.
Okay.
She wants to swim with dolphins in every country across the world. And whenever that gift came to play, it was like, oh, I just love that he, I quoted, wants to do, he doing the things that he knows I enjoy, even though he might not like them. That's so thoughtful. Breakfast, yeah. Hello.
Right back around.
It's the most simplest thing. And he makes good breakfast. Did you guys see the side of mimosa?
Basically, Linnie's just hungry.
But hold on. She said mimosas for breakfast. Not any food.
I'm just saying. I saw the pretty plate. I saw the nice food. But I think it's like nice how he just set it up, like how the presentation was, I guess.
He definitely went above and beyond. I don't want to spend a ton of time on them. They get to the, you know, obviously he gets a boat. They open the box stuff. And she buys him some ties.
Ties, yeah.
In a plastic bag thing. And a package of ties. Mm-hmm. And he gets her a trip to Jamaica to swim with dolphins.
I'm going
to
quote Ollie Wuda on that. He said he was probably looking at the ticket.
Well, that's the thing. Was he searching his phone to find something? Was he looking for an email confirmation? Do we believe the trip is real? Or did he just make something up?
I promise, if Mika gets to this airport, y'all, and her and the airline looks at her like, Mika, who? Where are you going? Honey, you are going back home with that bag because there are no flights.
Or like I said, they get to Jamaica and there are no dolphins by Jamaica.
Okay.
I don't know. Are we being too hard on Mike now?
It's like what TM says. Michael is a master manipulator. Yeah. People may find Mika's personality off-putting, but it doesn't trump his lying.
It seems like
he has issues.
They both have issues.
Yes. I'm going to say that.
And they're not responsible for fixing one another. So they both need therapy before they come together with somebody
else. I do think that Mike made this up.
Why didn't he have some tickets or like something to show or anything?
He made those a Hobby Lobby. Let's move on. All right, let's move on.
We're going to move on to Brandon and Taylor, the other half of the terrible twosome on this show. Because we already know that they're broken up, right? Spoilers, whatever. So, of course, they watch the video separately in their little box, whatever. He is still really hung up on the Instagram video. We know Taylor reaches out to try to reconcile somehow, right? They meet up at the spa. She gets him a card. He gets her nothing. And he flat out says, I don't want to be friends. And, like, this is over. And he bounces. We talked about them, again, ad nauseum. I don't know if there's too much to add. He's never going to get over this Instagram thing that she did. And my stance has always been he did tons of terrible stuff in the beginning. And somehow he's on a really high horse that this was just, oh, my gosh, this Instagram was just the deal breaker. I can't believe it. All the different times I messed up, I apologize. Like, nah. Is there anything else to say about them?
Yeah, for me, okay, obviously I'm not a fan of Brandon, but with Taylor trying to work out this friendship, she's still not owning up to what she did and still saying like, oh yeah, if you were to do this, I would be perfectly fine. No, you wouldn't, girl. You would not be fine with it.
Right.
You would not take it well. And like what we were discussing, Mike, if she didn't care about making a friendship, forget it then. Like, you don't have to apologize, but you're looking for a friendship with this guy, so own up to what you did and actually apologize.
Do we give her any credit for maybe this is a difficult thing for her to do and a written apology is the way she's used to going about it and that's how she communicates? Is there, I mean, any kind of leeway there?
I was with it at first when she had the written apology, but, like, when she started backtracking herself saying, like, no, like, she still was trying to justify what she did.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors. And today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
Because she's only truly said that to Mika, right?
It was her friend that she said she was trying to out of anger. She said it was out of anger. That was the only time we really heard it. And then her guy friend was like, oh, well, there's some single guys at this house party we're about to go to. Mm-hmm. What?
And Beauty by Boucher says Taylor is wrong. She isn't even admitting her fault.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it was over way before she did any of the Instagram nonsense. I think she might have given him a kind of last shot when they got back from Panama, but he was not doing a good job then either. I don't know. That's I think that's why I don't put a lot of onus on her, because I think it was done well before the Instagram video posted up, and it was all, for me, it was all his fault. I don't know.
It was. Speaking of Instagram, guys, we are on live on Instagram on Lanisha's page. That's Lanisha 914. L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914. we're on IG Live, so you can always go there. So whenever we're saying, hey, in the comments, this and that, it is IG Live. So if you want to join us there.
Yeah, because we know a lot of you guys have been asking.
And let's round out this nonsense with the most interesting storyline of the night, of course, Mindy and Zach. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Mindy, for some reason, still putting in effort. Don't know why. Got Zach to the ice skating rink. That would be cute if they had any chemistry. They go to the little dinner date, okay? This is where things get really interesting.
Does it?
Zach, yes.
No,
Zach.
I'm kidding. He had nothing. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
TK's Absolutely nothing.
I'm sorry.
Set me off. Zach wobbles his way around some insinuation thing that she's not been honest, but won't say what she's lying about. And she, I think, convincingly has no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah.
We had some guesses. We can talk about it. But the fact of the matter is, by the end of dinner, he refused to say what she's lying about. And she's saying she doesn't know. And then it also comes up in this little conversation at dinner that he has been texting and one time and one time only spoken to her friend Lindsay on the phone, but had been texting back and forth. But it was only about her. What did you guys feel, Lanisha, at this moment? Because we'll talk about the second half, but this moment in dinner.
Well, at moment at dinner, Zach was doing what he does best. He talks in circles. And the reason why he can't say exactly what Mindy did is because he has nothing. He's full of BS. He got nothing. But he knows that he's doing something wrong and that he's about to be thought out. So that's why he's trying to put everything on Mindy. You're about to get caught.
I feel like at this point, not even bringing up the friend, I feel like he was reaching for a reason like Brandon. Mm-hmm. Well, Brandon had a reason. It like fell in his lap. But Zach, on the other hand, I feel like he's definitely reaching. And you pretty much have someone begging you to call them out. I'm giving you permission to call me out on my junk. And you still won't do it? Like, why? If you have nothing to lose, then why? It's because you don't have anything. So like, my speculation was, okay, what if she had sex with someone right before the show? But even if she did, she's single. I didn't know you.
Yeah. I mean...
All these things were going through our minds, so...
It's either he's completely full of it, right? Yeah. Which is most likely. Or... he's overblowing some ridiculous thing that her friend said, like, well, she was in love with that guy in high school. You said you were never in love, or like something ridiculous, right? Or the 0.00001% of credit we'll give Zach that there's something truly terrible that you would never want anybody to let out. And Mindy thinks there's no way he could possibly know that one thing.
Gotcha,
Yes, right.
And you don't want her character to be at...
I suppose.
You're trying to be a good guy.
Yeah, no.
But it just doesn't look right at all. Okay. And what...
And he has to protect his source, too.
Sure.
So that could be a reason,
Lindsay. Lindsay.
Like, if he says, I can't say anything, it's because... I can't say anything because if I say anything, you're going to know exactly where it came from. And I just.
But
it's going to hurt Mindy. It's going to hurt the real person he cares about, Lindsay.
But look, we know Lindsay is his only connection to her anyway. So it's got to be that's where he got it from, right? Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or I guess somebody at the wedding, because it could have happened around that time as well. Regardless, what reinforces to me that he's got nothing is that she literally says, let's talk about it off camera. Tell me what it is off camera. Let's have a conversation. And he still won't do it.
Right.
So if it really is about me, you're not telling me anything new. So... And if you actually know it, you already know it. So what's the big deal?
Yeah. So screw you. I think that it's hilarious that he said, what do you say? He was like, please think hard. Like, he was just so, so aggressive
smug.
With that.
It's so
undermining
smug.
Her. Yeah. Excuse me?
So smug. But he was just like, it's fine. I think you should just think. I mean, I can't say it. It's just, and then he kept, like, rambling. So,
I mean, what could
kind
be?
Kind of calling me like, kind of stupid.
You that she
stupid.
That she told her family not to come to the wedding because she didn't think it was really going to work out? But she told him they decided not. I don't know. I don't know what it could possibly be that would be. Well, okay, regardless.
I don't think he has anything big because he even reinstated saying, like, you kind of, you didn't lie about it, but you necessarily didn't bring this up.
Yeah.
So she didn't lie about nothing.
So what is it? Well, regardless, they leave that dinner. That's just ridiculous. Mindy starts going through the box of memories and for some reason calls Zach to come over and look through the box with her, which
hurts.
Nobody who watched this episode understands why. He says he's going to come over. They go through some stuff. I'm sorry. You know what? I messed up the storyline. It was at this box reveal thing where they were together that he talked about Lindsay, right?
Yeah.
That they really, okay, I'm
right.
sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where he talked about it. And then he leaves. And of course, we end the episode with her on the phone with Lindsay, confronting her,
ooh.
Rightly so.
Mm-hmm.
And Lindsay, I don't know, do we believe her with this whole, I don't want to ever talk to him again, I've deleted the thing, oh, I should have blocked him, you're right, I'll do it as soon as, because you got caught now, the whole thing is fishy.
It's fishy, because right where you said it, right where you stopped at, where she ended up saying,
did Jonathan jump in with something?
No.
I'm so sorry, I misheard, I'm sorry.
But right where she was just like, oh, we'll talk about it when we're done filming. So are you filming something?
What's going on? I won't talk to him until after filming.
Yeah.
So you will talk to him again.
Wow.
And then she's like, nope. You just said
she's
that.
She's backtracking and everything.
And first of all, why until after filming? Is it because you don't want to be a woman? Like, you don't officially want to cheat with a married man. So
right.
you want to wait until after filming when we're divorced and annulled. And then it's okay to step in. Like, so,
yes.
First of all, like, he... Oh, gosh. Can I just, like, can I just be the shallow person? For some reason, when I say I'm going to play devil's advocate, people think that that's just how I feel. And, it like, they hone in on this. And
you're going to devil's advocate for Zach right now?
I'm going to, not fully. I'm going to be shallow as hell.
Buckle up.
Yeah, I'm going to be shallow.
In the minds of Zach.
What?
Lindsay is... Can I just say what a lot of people are thinking?
Yes,
go
we're
for
listening.
It.
And what everybody behind me was saying while we were watching the show.
Those
go
are
for
just
it.
Screens back there.
Some people, hush. Some people would say that Lindsay is not as attractive as Mindy. And so if
some
that,
people would say that.
Some people could say would say that. And so those some people were so flabbergasted while we were watching the show and like completely out behind us saying, why Lindsay and not one of her other so-called air quote from other people, cute friends?
Why any of her friends at all?
Okay, so there's so
that's
like,
my
why
mind
any
going.
Of her friends at all? Now, isn't there, isn't there some girl code? What is the, why would you ever talk to this
dude?
Yeah,
you got some people agreeing.
That's fair. That's a subjective opinion and everybody's allowed to have it. Girl code. This is a random dude on a TV show of a friend you've been friends with for years, right?
I don't care.
What's the impetus for talking to this one random dude who's obviously shallow and, like, not nice or cool to your friend?
Yeah. I don't care if this is some random dude. This is my husband. The only reason you know him is at our wedding.
Okay.
You know that he's on a show. I don't care if you think this is a fake wedding or not.
Right.
It does not matter because at the end of the day, we are married, fake or not. You will wait until until we are done. If you're thinking about the back of your head, that's a tick for you. You're not my real friend. So that's already tick one. And you're doing it while we're... And he's lying
and
about
and
it.
And you're not
they're
saying anything about it.
They're both lying about it. And it's just hilarious that Zach was like, oh, well, we've only talked once because I was driving.
Not true.
He won't even talk to the phone with her. Can't get their story straight. Lindsay says, oh, well, we've talked about two or three times. He texts me. He was like, oh, I haven't talked to her for days. He texts me this morning. First of all, you don't just randomly say good morning to someone.
This is like TK's third, first of all.
No, I think they honestly have something freaky deaky going on.
It's crazy.
On the side. Because if they didn't, you know, you would be the friend to be like, yo, your husband is tripping.
Well, there's
like,
something to hide.
Like, I would tell you.
She was deleting the text messages.
And that's also the sneaky part. Why are you hiding them text messages? Are they normal text messages? What do they got?
Guaranteed, if I hit up one of my wife's friends when we first started dating, they would have been like, Raquel,
why are you, this guy,
texted me. If one of her friends hit me up, I'd be like, why is your friend messaging me?
Yeah.
There's no rosy way to look at this whatsoever.
I'm interested to know, like, what our extended panel thinks.
Please.
Like, do you guys think they're having sex? Do you think they're just sexting? Do you think this is Zach's way out? He's, like, doing this on purpose, like, using Lindsay to... Well, what the heck do you think is going on? Because obviously we don't get everything this episode.
It can't just be for sex because Mindy would be down, like would have been down from the honeymoon.
I don't know.
Right?
Yeah.
If that's literally what he wants.
Funny. There's something really fishy going on. I know Don Walton, before he even heard about Lindsay, he was talking about how Zach is still getting paid, but Zach's not doing it for the money. He's in it to promote his career. So I'm just like, how is this going to help your career?
Yeah, this is all the stuff that you just look terrible. You just kind of crash and burn after this because anybody who's associated, they're looking at you as a cheater, sneaky, you're lying, you're giving this nice girl the runaround kind of for no reason. But let's flip it real quick. She's got to put her foot down already. Like, this is nuts. There's no more inviting over. Let's look through the wedding book. No. Why? It looks that like part. Stock photography with no love. Why are we even bothering with him anymore? There's no friendship. He's treating you like crap.
I don't get it. I don't get why any of these couples, other than the ones that I feel like are going through that should still work it out or try, is Katie and Derek. Everybody else can all need to end it.
Jessica and Austin are fine.
No, well, but they're fine. Yeah. I said the only ones
that are struggling out of the struggling couples, drama.
Yeah.
Jessica and Austin are good, but
well, two of the three already have.
Yeah.
And Mindy and Zach are the last ones we don't know in real life who are gone. Yeah. But I mean, was it the rumor that they were seen around town together?
We flashed the picture. Our episode 4, I think.
This has got to be some miracle that gets them on track somehow.
I'm agreeing with the extended panel about these so-called experts who need to stop letting this stuff drag along.
Like, Zach gets a lobotomy or something. Get him out. Does she, somehow, is this like, if anybody remembers the old movie Overboard, does he suffer from amnesia and she's like, hey, you're my husband and we love each other?
I mean, I don't get it. I think, If the couples don't make it, maybe have like backup couples. Like maybe have like
backup couples.
You know, like bring somebody in. Like if somebody crashes and burns, bring someone in halfway.
But see,
like
that's one solution. But the other solution that I know everybody's heard me say it, we don't have to pretend that this stuff is working. Let them split up and let's watch them date, or let's watch them do something else, or let's watch them learn more about themselves
or something else.
Like,
I don't really care about them dating, but
well, I mean, but like,
I do take, if they meet
take
somebody
for example
better.
The girls who like haven't done anything to kind of deserve this. Mindy deserved a good shot on the show. Let's have her, let's see her date some other guys, go on speed dating. I don't know, just something else.
Kind of like a bachelor,
she deserves. She deserves something.
Like Luke and Katie. I believe Katie deserves a better shot. We need a redemption. Married After Sight redemption.
That Luke
We're going to call it. They got to be having a Married at Second Sight spinoff. And just it's just all people who didn't work out. Regardless, that's where we're at. Yeah. Let us know in the comments, of course, what you all think of these couples. It's crazy. Jonathan, before we go, let's rate the couples. Do we have our graphic?
Yes.
Oh, and there's my music. We're going to, of course, go very quickly because, as normal, we're low on time because we love talking. So, wow, I just can't wait to see what we rate these couples.
Like everybody's
it's like, it's pretty consistent. Jessica and Austin Lanisha.
10.
10. Easy. Okay. And I believe next we go to Katie and Derek. Lanisha?
5. I'm still not a fan of Katie.
5?
I'm not a fan of Katie. Not a fan. Not a fan.
I'm going to say 5.2.
What I love is your wrong point. With you too. We just said there was. You said they should work through it.
Yeah, they should.
They
work
should
through
definitely.
Rating, are you so okay? Are
Where
you
they
rating
are
on
now?
On
now.
Okay, I feel like I'm rating on. Will they make it?
Oh no!
Dang!
You've been playing this game the whole. No, no. Go ahead. Do your thing.
I feel like
I'm doing it on now based off of the episode, yeah. Even though they worked it out. Katie still get on my nerve. Derek for the FU. I'm putting them
so
at the 50-50.
You guys are in the five. No, I'm still, if we're just doing tonight, I'll give them an 8. They're fine. This is silly.
Okay, cool.
Manufactured. Okay, Taylor and Brandon.
Negative.
Zero. Fine. 0-0-0. Mika and Michael are next, I think.
Yeah. 0. Oh, this is my disappointing couple.
0.
Oh.
They're your favorites, we know. And Mindy, Mindy
that's
and
why
Zach.
I'm so disappointed.
We giving them any points, Mindy and Zach?
Mindy, go run. Run away. Pack your bags and just run away from
him. I will start rating her by herself horribly if she doesn't move on.
Yes.
Yes. She deserves better. Yes. We've zeroed out 3 couples. So guys, let us know what your ratings are when you let us know what you think. But it's more fun to read what you actually think than the ratings.
Yeah.
Because the ratings this season are really taking care of themselves.
Yeah.
So, not too much. Before we go, any predictions?
Oh, I already told you. I think Michael is lying about this trip.
Please. Ooh. We deserve
this entertainment. How he was going around the story with it, I'm agreeing with Mr. Aliwuda. I think he was, like, searching for the ticket.
We deserve this to be, like, the final straw. There were no dolphins. There's no Jamaica. Instead, it was tickets to, like, some restaurant named Jamaica, and they're eating dolphin or something.
Yes.
Like, some... It's got to be some lesser version of what he's promised.
And then I'm hoping that Mindy runs. I'm hoping for you, girl.
She's not gonna.
You got something else, CK?
Supposed to do re-vows.
No, I mean, predictions as far as this whole, like, Zach thing. Worst case scenario, I think we kind of already said, like, maybe she had sex with someone.
Does Lindsay appear on the show again in face?
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah?
I think she will.
I don't think so.
I don't know if it's going to be next episode or which episode, but she's definitely, that's why she wants to wait till after the cameras are done.
I want to see it. Yes. Guys, that's going to do it for us this week. We're going to be right back here next Wednesday. Until then, where can they hit you lovely ladies up?
I'll do you first.
No, you.
Okay, you guys already know. You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914. And don't forget, I also have IG Live in case you guys want to join in live with us.
Yes.
And that is a Wednesday at 9 p.m. Pacific.
Pacific. Yes, so Pacific. That's what? 9, 10, 11, 12 midnight.
Yeah,
Eastern.
The hardcore people.
Yeah.
TK.
You can find me, Takira Shabray, on Instagram and Twitter at Takira_Shabray.
And guys, once again, thanks so much for all your comments and your love and hanging out with us. My name is Mike Thieling. You can find me everywhere at Mike Thieling. Until next time, again, wash your hands, wash your hands,
wash your hands, wash your hands, please, please, please.
Don't fight over toilet paper!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.